Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Welcome back. It's the Pomp and Joe Show. It's 12:45 on a beautiful day. I know Joe's already thinking about golf, which is probably where he is right now, lining up a tee time. Would you say, Austin?
I would say probably is the case, yes.
Yeah, he's bitten by it, man. He works at it. He's gotten better at it. And I can see his handicap going down. We are right now going out to the fan hotline. We have Mr. Sean Gentile with us. Sean, how are you today?
The question is if I'm doing as well as your coworker, as your co-host, who I think maybe just dipped out to work on his swing, maybe?
He could be doing that. I have no idea where he went, but it may be. You know, there are a lot of reflective mirrors around here. So, yeah. You know, every time I see him stop, he's working on a part of his swing. I understand that because I've done it myself, but he's back now. So, Joe, I've already welcomed in Sean Gentile, and we surmise you were practicing your golf swing.
Do you have an extra golf shirt in your car, Bob? I was actually asking everybody in the build. How can we not have a fan golf shirt lying around here?
I
got invited to play at Hickory Heights today, and I'm wearing this. What am I wearing? A West Virginia
shirt. I have some pullovers. It would be too hot for you to wear, but no shirts.
You don't keep an extra.
Do you need me to drop one off? I can drive down and drop off a very tasteful Under Armour polo if you'd like, Joe.
Sure. If it's before 2 o'clock, or actually 10 to 2, so we're getting a little late here. How are you, Sean?
I'm good. Season's coming. I'm working on a bunch of projects right now, so that's always like the signal that training camps are, you know, we're less than a full month away from it. We're 3 weeks away. So yeah, we're ramping up, doing preview stuff. Obviously,
oh my god,
Penguin sales stuff, I suppose.
Yeah, yes. We're talking about valuations about these franchises. It's unbelievable how
this hold on is a three... second. Time out. What? Something has happened here. I'm looking at Post-Gazette headlines, quote, none of it feels real. Dan Zangrilli gets to live his dream as Pirates play-by-play announcer. There's a story on Dan Zangrilli in the Post-Gazette.
He did a really good job, too. I complimented him after the
This is unbelievable. Who
Dan
wrote
was great.
This?
I heard several of these in the car. He's fantastic.
Yeah. What? What, Sean?
I said I heard a few innings of Dan doing play-by-play when I was in the car in that Cubs game. He sounded fantastic.
Yeah, he really did.
Oh, my God. There's a photo of him and everything. The Noah Constrictor wrote this story,
right.
Bob.
Right.
How about
I saw
that?
It. Yeah, it was good. Well-deserved.
Well-deserved by Dr. Zangrilli.
That's better than writing about the team. I'd rather write about the team, too.
Point, yes, unless it's Tommy Pham. Did you hear some of the quotes coming out of that one?
Absolutely. watched it. My girlfriend's from Toronto, so I know more about the Blue Jays than I would like, honestly. So yeah, I was watching that one live. Tommy Pham's good at that. He's good at getting on people's nerves. We know that much. They've gotten their money's worth on that end.
Oh my God. Some of the social media quotes of him going back at people was priceless, but yeah. I interrupted you in the middle of that and I'm sorry, Bob.
No, you were asking I was about just the valuation. Say, yeah. So Sean, this, you know, the Fenway Sports Group comes in here and buys it for less than $1 billion. I think it was, whatever it was, 900 mm-hmm. million. And now all of a sudden, 3 years later, it's being valued at like $1.7 billion in that range. And this is 3 years of non-winning, which supports my theory that valuation is what attracts all these people who have money to get these ownership opportunities, because you're always going to make money, even if you lose money year to year.
Including one David Hoffman, who Elliot Friedman said has emerged as a serious contender, the Hoffman family, the Hoffman family singers. They've got more holdings than any business owner I've ever seen. And I'm not exaggerating when I say everything from newspapers to plastics to golf courses to geraniums to greenhouses. They have a million businesses here.
Wineries.
What do you make of all this? Wineries, yeah.
I think they're proof of the principle that Bob was talking about, that nothing accrues value quite like a professional sports team, right? Because at the heart of all that is that they own the Florida Everblades, who are a really successful ECHL team, made a bunch of money there. I think you've seen that over the years where ownership groups will start out on the lower end of things, kind of trade their way up, amass value elsewhere, maybe get into plastics or wine or whatever other rackets the Hoffmans are in. And it's a legitimate way to go about, you know, getting to the level where you can meet the $1.8 billion price tag, which is where things are. And then on the league end of things, that's obviously in a big reason, you know, we've seen, you know, not just the value of the Penguins, but the value of NHL teams in general. The reasons we've seen that skyrocket over the last couple of years is because of expansion, because they know that mm-hmm. they can tie the ask when it comes to existing teams that are for sale to the cost of an expansion team. And if/when the NHL moves to 34 teams, you know, you're looking at $2 billion. So it makes it much more realistic, you know, whether it's the Penguins or the Tampa Bay Lightning or any team that maybe comes up for sale, you know, in this era, that's the number we're talking about.
Yeah, I'm just shocked it's gone that high so quickly, I guess. And let's talk about the interest on behalf of Ron Burkle and Mario Lemieux, because it's just surprising for Mario, at least from my point of view, just because he seems to have everything he's ever wanted. He's living a very good life. He's got a lot of grandkids now and a lot of opportunity to spend time with them. What do you think would be the driving force for that group, specifically him?
I thought it was interesting that in the first round of stories that came out about this, and we've been talking about this in some form or fashion really since January, when FSG said that they wanted to bring on maybe minority owners. Things get dialed up in June whenever it comes out that some combination of Mario and Burkle and Morehouse want to get involved. I know Josh Yowie reported on that. Like we've seen several versions of that story. The interesting part of that is that I think you can surmise that in one way or another, that was Lemieux saying that he wanted back in. Like that, those stories don't get out if that ownership group doesn't, to some degree, you know, want it known. That they want to be involved. So yeah, I definitely thought that was interesting given where Mario's at in his life. I think his kids are older now, obviously, like Austin's out of college. Like I think that might be part of it. You know, like there's people get to different points in their lives, and you know, even if we're only talking 3 or 4 years. So I think that's a big part of it too. But also, you know, something that we have to consider when we're talking about Lemieux and Burkle and Morehouse is that, and Joe, you and I talked about this a couple weeks ago when Bob was out. Like, it's one thing to want something. Like, Mario Lemieux can want to get back in all he wants. David Morehouse can want to get back in all he wants. If you don't have the cash, it's not going to work. And I think that's why we're talking about the Hoffman Group now, because there was a price set on that team. We know now it's somewhere in the $1.8 billion range. And I think it was fair to surmise, even back in June, even if Burkle was involved, that it was going to be tough for Lemieux, for any Lemieux group, to hit that number. So I think that's why we've pivoted there, and now we're talking about a group that maybe has some deeper pockets than the folks we've come to know over all these years.
Well, it's going to be mighty interesting to see how this plays out. In the meantime, the Penguins themselves, nothing has happened in a long time now. Will something before we get to training camp? And training camp is right around the corner. Are we looking at, I don't know, is Erik Karlsson going to be at training camp? What is happening here?
So last I heard, and this is like in the last week or so, like there's sources with other teams, league sources, that are still saying that the asking price is high. And it's for both those guys, for Raquel and Russ specifically, were the guys I asked about. But you're looking at multiple assets, I think, that Dubas is still looking for in return. And that's a lot. Like, we love Brian Rust. Ricard Raquel is coming off the best season of a pretty good career. These guys are valuable. And there aren't, also, obviously, we've seen with free agency, there aren't a lot of quality players to be had just in general. So they have some degree of value. And I think what you're seeing here is that Dubas has the mark set high. And I think what we're seeing is him, you know, sticking to his guns and saying, I'm not going to trade these guys until I get what I want for them. I think that's been it more than anything. But overall, like, if you look at the last 3 months in totality, like, I'm certainly surprised that, especially Raquel and Rust, I'm surprised that both of those guys, you know, seem like they're on track to start camp with the Penguins. I figured they would move one of them, if not both, and that's obviously hasn't been the case.
What about the goaltending situation? I like the pickup they made in the trade with Vancouver. I think Shelofs is a pretty good goaltender, and I don't know if he was blocked over there or felt that way, but I think that guy could come in and do something. What does it mean for guys like Tristan Jarry and two of the younger guys down there who, you know, and Blomqvist, specifically because he was up here, and I don't think he did all that much when he was up there.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
So he goes back down, and Urashov looks like he has potential, but he may be too young. So what do you think that looks like in the goaltending department?
Yeah, Bobby said it. Shelofs was blocked. Thatcher Demko, you know, is a legit starting goaltender. Now he had injury issues last year, but they just signed him to a massive deal. Yeah. So Demko's locked in there. The backup, Kevin Lankinen's locked in as well. He's a guy they extended. And Shelofs was waiver eligible, right? So they knew that they were going to – you're not going to carry three goaltenders. So Vancouver moved on from him. I think there's a – it's incredibly likely, I think, that he starts as the backup for sure. And I think organizationally, you know, the priority seems like you know, you obviously want to give those younger guys consistent starts at the AHL level, particularly Musarov. So – yeah, I think that's where we're at. I think the NHL goaltenders are pretty well set and that they're going to focus on developing those younger guys in the AHL and making sure they can consistently play.
Another little bit of Penguins news today was Mike Rupp out on the TV broadcast. Sean, I guess that's more for Borky and Colby Armstrong would be the obvious conclusion to
yeah.
that, yes?
Yeah, it sounds like Phil's going to do more TV too. Like I know he'd done a lot of radio. He'd done radio primarily over the last couple of years. You know, Colby's a busy guy. Colby does a lot of stuff for Turner, for TNT. He's got, you know, work that he does in Canada too. So that's interesting. I feel like Colby just got a little busier. But yeah, it seems like we're going to see more of those guys certainly.
All right. Last but not least, any chance we see you at the Wild Things game Saturday night? It's Bob Pompeiani bobblehead night. He's throwing the first pitch to me. Limits is going to warm him up in the bullpen. It's going to be a big night. I know you're a big fan of the show. We'd love to see you out there.
I wanted to apologize to people who were watching on YouTube because my face replaced the Bob bobblehead. That's a major downgrade. So apologies to everybody. Yeah,
not anymore. It didn't. There we go. Look at that. Look, Bob.
Upgrade.
It's like you're a ventriloquist. You could just talk like you're me. You're right in the middle there, Sean.
Yeah. Then
I'll buy you
a
French martini. That's my drink of choice. Hopefully they're going to have plenty of those down there.
Might it happen, Sean? Will we see you on Saturday night?
Throw me some comps, baby. Put me on the guest list. I'll show up.
How about that, Bob?
I'll do what I can. I mean, I got to get some direction about what I actually can do. I'm not sure of that yet. But
that'd
I would
great.
Love to see you.
Whatever it is. Oh, wait, Joe, are you catching it or is Limits catching it?
I'm going to catch the actual ball. Limits is going to warm Bob up in the bullpen.
I got benched, Sean.
Do you feel benched? I thought you seemed eager for that role before. Do
Sean,
you want to catch the ball?
When
you
was
can
the
catch
last
the
time
ball,
you
Limits?
Threw a baseball, Sean, with any length, you know, with any speed, velocity to it? Because it's been a long time.
I think a baseball, not a softball.
No, a baseball.
Joe played some softball games with us at the PG back in the day. He knows. I've fired softballs. I haven't tried to put a baseball over the plate in probably 25 years.
Well, maybe limits. You could stand at the plate with a bat in your hand and fake a bunt.
I could
throw
do that.
Bob off.
I was just joking, but whatever we can do to make
head.
Bob,
you may not like that.
Sure,
you
got to
swap it out. You got to swap it out for a wiffle ball if it's limits because he's not used to throwing anything.
He's a champion. Did you hear about this? His team won the championship on Sunday, and Limits had a big
Firebirds
game.
Winners. Yes,
I'm not surprised to hear that, dude. You put enough time into it. For God's sakes, you should be good at wiffle ball.
Well,
given
Sean,
that's like your second full time job.
How many years you've been doing it? For how many years?
We've played the league for 6 years. I had lost in the championship the previous 2 years. My first year was 2-18. So. Every other team other than me and one other team has won the championship. It was about time.
It's a dramatic story, Bob, is it not? Are you proud of him?
Yes, he's put a lot of work in. I've seen it. and to watch it come to fruition like this is something special.
We drove 12 hours to Vermont last weekend, Sean, to play in a tournament.
And then they quit in the middle of the tournament.
We did not quit in the middle of the tournament.
What happened?
Austin, how old are you now?
Here we go. I know where this is going. I'm 24, Sean. You should see the amount of people that are like in their 40s that are playing in these national tournaments.
Really?
I mean,
I'm not kidding. Like,
what's the
mid-30s, late 30s to their 40s playing in these tournaments?
Yeah, what kind of personalities are we talking about there? Yes, they're in their 40s, but what kind of vibes do they put out?
Better than you would imagine, to be honest.
Better than you would imagine.
You got some time left. I'll give you a grace period here.
And now he has to defend all this next year. So at age 25, he'll still be doing
that's
it.
Right. Hey, look at the guys that are in Major League Baseball right now. Andrew McCutchen is 38 and still playing. I'm just entering my prime at 25.
That's right.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.